Blog Talk Radio.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Peace and blessings. Welcome to Blueprint for Life. Let's go before our Abba, our Father, in prayer. as we thank him for another day and another Sabbath. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Father, we're praying for our brothers and sisters stretched out throughout the four corners of this earth, especially during these perilous times, that she would be a blessing, a covering, just a dwelling place, a sanctuary for them, that they would know that their peace and source is you, Most High. We love you. Today we want you to heal the mind, the body, the soul, the land. Heal your people. Come against oppression, depression, and suicide. Come against sickness and every virus, every foul demonic spirit. We stand fast in the liberty wherewith we have been made free. Anoint your prophets that are going to prophesy today, preach, and teach. Those that are listening, that they'll have an ear to hear, and that their faith will be increased. Father, we love you so much. We worship you. And we thank you in advance for all that you're doing, all that you're going to do. It's in the name of our brother and Messiah, we pray, Yeshua, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Bashkiat, whose world called Jesus Christ. All praise be to our big brother, our Messiah, our Savior. Welcome to Blueprint for Life. I am V, the preacher, brought to you here on Blog Talk Radio. And however you may be listening, I know many of you are quarantined in. You're trying to get your word on and you listen on. So I welcome you to the broadcast and welcome to the Sabbath, the day that the Most High blessed, gave us a double on preparation day on Fridays. But this is one day that's Kodesh, set apart, sanctified, and blessed from all the rest. So let's know this and let's walk in it. Let's be assured that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. And Isaiah 54:17 says that no weapon, no bioweapon, no patent-pending virus formed against us can prosper. So we proclaim the victory on today. Blueprint for Life was intended to show you, to help you to understand the moral commandments. We're no longer under the law, for we're walking under the order of Melchizedek, as spoken of in Hebrews 7th chapter, 11th chapter. But more than anything, we are all equal brothers and sisters in this walk, and we are priests, called to be priests unto the nation, the light of the world, and the salt of the earth, the way the Most High originally intended. We're a royal, chosen generation for such a time as this, to speak the oracles of Yah. And let the Most High's words arise and be known. These laws that were done away with are, in essence, a blueprint on how to conduct your life. But the moral law, the Ten Commandments, written by the finger of Yah, has never been done away with and never will be done away with. It's so indicative of a sanctified, Kodesh, righteous life. And that's the only thing that you have to do in order to walk in a righteous lifestyle, is to keep these commandments and walk in these commandments. And if you want to see him, that is exactly what you will do. In the New Testament, we have the Sabbath being kept 86 times by the apostles, the disciples, as far as being recorded in the New Testament. It's recorded 86 times. After Christ, his ascension, after having rose from the dead and then ascended into heaven, we have 86 recorded times that the Sabbath is kept by the apostles. And one you see in Acts 13 and 15, how Shaul and them went to the synagogue to hear the reading of the law. And after the reading of the law, he was summoned up to the front. And when he was summoned to the front, he began to halal, which is to proclaim, which is to preach. And proclaim the goodness of Yah and how far he's brought his people. If he's done it before, what is there to make you think that he won't continue to do it again? And we're going to get into that in the lesson, because the title of the lesson today is When I See the Blood. And as you know, that's a portion of a scripture that says, I will pass the so-called death virus, death angel. Promised that it would pass once it witnessed the blood. We're going to get into, before we get into the lesson, we'll do the reading of the law, and we're also going to get into the herb of the day, some of these herbs that might help us, some of these teas that we can drink that can help us along the way while we're in this process and going through this quarantine. You might have a health food and herb store where you can go and pick up some supplements that can help you to maintain a healthy regimen within your temple, within your body. It's so important right now. So we want everyone to be health conscious, very health conscious, and not be in fear. For the Most High has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And we've got to learn to walk in that this time, right now. A sound mind. We have to have it. Don't let the news stories and governors, presidents, different people, don't let them trip you out right now. They're trying to lead us to their expected end, but know that God has an expected end for his people that love him, who are called by his name. We won't get into conspiracy theories because we are agenda analysts, but this is a day that was made by the Most High. And it's, we're into spring. Next week will be the first day of the Hebrew New Year, in which we'll begin to get ready to kick off Leviticus 23 and the high holy days, the Sabbath days, which will take place 14 days after the Hebrew New Year, which will be sunset of the 24th, the 25th being the Hebrew New Year, where we count 14 days after that in order to get to Passover, which this title, this lesson has a lot to do with Passover, but we just wanted to bring it out early so that you could kind of see where you are shut in at. You are covered by the blood of Jesus. And Psalms 91 and 1 says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge." Yes, He is. And in Him, we are going to trust. That's where we're going to dwell and keep our confidence and keep our peace. Okay, so before we get into the health regimen, I just want to read some of the law. I'm going to read a portion of Exodus, the 31st chapter. We're not going to be before you long today because we want you to get your rest. And I know you're listening to many other people and just looking for encouragement. So we're not going to be on for long today. If you go with me to Exodus, the 31st chapter, the 12th verse, and it reads like this. "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, Verily my Sabbaths ye shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that Yah, the Most High, doth sanctify you." I'll read it as it says one more time. "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak thou also unto the children of Israel, in which we are, saying, Verily, my Sabbaths," plural, not singular. So the Sabbath is not just the seventh day of the week. It's also His high holy days that are spoken of in Leviticus 23, the reason they are a type and shadow of things to come, but we're practicing what is to come on the earth and what He expects of us. And we are staying into the habit of keeping His Sabbaths and His holy days because He said it would be throughout your generations, plural again. And He said, do this because it's a sign between us and Him that we have this thing. We got this thing. We flashing signs. We have this thing between us and the Most High. And it's for us to know so that we will have the intimate knowledge of understanding that He's got our back and He's a part of this process. So when He says it's for us to know that you may know that I am the Most High that does sanctify you. So there doesn't have to be any doubt on your part about your relationship and intimacy with the Most High if you're keeping His Sabbaths and His holy days, because that's the sign between you and Him. Let me pull up in the Strong's note, because I know in the Greek it means intimate knowledge, to have intimacy with Yah. So that you're not one that He's speaking to as He spoke in Matthew 7, 21 through 23, "Depart from me, I never knew you." You don't want to hear that when you stand before the Most High in judgment. You want Him to know you. And how do we assure ourselves of that? It's through Exodus 31, 13, and also 1 John 2 and 3. "We hereby do know that we know Him if we keep His commandments. But if you say you love Him and you keep not His commandments, you are a liar and the truth is not in you." So we know Him by being obedient to Him and keeping His commands, which brings us into righteousness. And one of the commandments is to keep the Sabbath day and the high holy days that are coming upon us. Let's see. Strong's Hebrew, the word is Yada. Yada. Strong's 3045. Yada is a verb, and it means to acknowledge, to have an acquaintance, to be chosen and to be clearly understood, to know Yada is what it's saying. Let me keep reading Exodus 31 and 14. Ye shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is holy, kodesh, set apart unto you. Ye shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is holy unto you. Every one that defileth it shall surely be put to death. For whosoever doeth any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. This was the intensity of the day and the importance of how the Sabbath was back in these times. Now, the only thing that has changed is that if you don't keep it, you now have grace because of the sacrifice that Christ made. Nobody has to die because he died once and for all time to shed his blood for the remission of our sins. So now we do walk in a new covenant under grace as being priests. Now, we don't intentionally and willfully break the Sabbath and abuse grace and mercy. We understand that grace and mercy is the ability to make a 180-degree turn and get back on track and continue doing what you're supposed to do, which is to keep the Shabbat, keep the Sabbath. Some of you have to work on the Sabbath, but in these days, you are not allowed to work. So now that we're under this new covenant and grace, to the best of our ability, we should try to keep the Sabbaths. But if you have to work, the Most High will make provisions. Now, when I used to have to work on the Sabbath, I at least would do as much as I could do to maintain the sanctity of the Sabbath, such as not purchasing my lunch, bringing my lunch, refraining from using my own words and getting into carnal worldly job conversations with other people. I would still listen to worship music or teaching or lessons or read the Bible at lunchtime. I maintained a healthy set apart decorum, which would remind me and myself what this day was, so that the Most High knew within my heart I was remembering and honoring the Sabbath to the best of my ability. Now, you best believe I did put in for that day off and finally did get that so that I could keep it at home, like he said we should keep it at home, where we do no work, we do no purchasing, we do no cooking. We honor it by being set apart in this fashion. Let's continue to read Exodus 31. I left off at 14 where it says, you shall be cut off from among your people. Verse 15, 6 days may work be done, but in the seventh is the Sabbath of rest. The first day of the week is Sunday. I don't want to don't let no one throw you off and get you cut off into making this more complicated than it needs to be, waiting for a full moon, a no moon, a crescent moon, talking about you can't trust the Gregorian calendar. Listen, man, the first day of the week of the captivity you live in is Sunday. That's day one. Monday's day two, Tuesday's day three, and so on. So therefore, we know when we get to day seven, that's Saturday, which the evening and the morning are the first day. So when the sun goes down, Friday is when we start the Sabbath. There's no need to complicate it, get into useless, endless debates. Keep the calendar as it is, and on the seventh day, recognize the Sabbath. You can worship him on any day. I don't even have to talk to you about worshiping him on the first day because they've closed all your churches, so now everybody's at home. And guess what? Back in biblical times, all the churches were in the house. So this is really kind of getting eerily back to where it's supposed to be and the way it was in the beginning. We are actually back in those biblical times pretty much near. And we're going to talk about that today, even with the lesson, that we realize that in the lesson, what's happening to us right now is what happened to the children of Israel as they were getting ready to exit Egypt and go into the promised land. This is such an exciting time. And we're going to get into that later. But let me finish reading this, Exodus 31st chapter. Wherefore, the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath. Are you a child of Israel? Yes, you are. You are a child of Jacob. Those are our forefathers. And when 16 says the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations. Why do we have to do this throughout our generations? It goes on to say this. It's for a perpetual covenant, meaning the covenant is perpetually moving, changing, transitioning. The covenant must continue. So the perpetuity of it all is that throughout the generations, it was moving through each generation. We must move this to our children and our children's children and continue in the works of Yah and what he's prescribed for us. People have to understand that. People have to understand that. The only time the Most High had mercy and made significant changes is when he allowed the Aaronic priesthood to come in and the Levitical priesthood to come in, because the children of Israel began to worship a calf made out of gold, a false god, and destroyed the priesthood that he had originally set in order. But he restored that, and we see that in Peter when he calls us a royal priesthood, a special chosen generation. We see that in Hebrews, the 7th chapter and the 11th chapter, that we are following under the order of Melchizedek and walking in a priesthood because we've been established to where we're equal. So perpetual in 16 lets you know that it's never ending and it's never changing. It never changes. The way it was in the beginning is the way it is now in the end. And that's what perpetual means. It occurs repeatedly. Frequent, as to seem endless, uninterrupted. God didn't change nothing. It was endless what he had set in order. He had to get us back into a place by sending his son to die on a tree for the remittance of our sins and to be our ultimate Passover. Hallelujah. Let me continue reading this Exodus 31:16. Wherefore, the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath to observe the Sabbath throughout their generation for a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel for how long? Forever. Selah. For in 6 days the Most High made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. Are you resting today and being refreshed? Refresh your mind from the quarantine and the lies on TV that these politicians are telling you and the way they're slowly trying to milk you into martial law. Just rest your mind. Whose report will you believe? The report I'm looking to is what's in this word, which is prophesied what's coming on this earth. Daniel prophesied. It's in the book of Matthew, the 24th chapter. It's also in the book of Luke, the 24th chapter. But it prophesied everything that's happening. Revelation 6, we're going to get into some of that. But it's all here. So in the meantime, he told us to be steadfast in keeping the Sabbath, the Shabbat. And he rested and was refreshed. Verse 18, and he gave unto Moses, when he had made an end of communing with him upon Mount Sinai, two tables of testimony, tables of stone, that were written with the finger of Yah. And you're going to tell me this is done away with, the two tables of stone that he wrote these commandments on. These commandments are forever, brothers and sisters, including the Sabbath and the holy days. The holy days spoken of in Leviticus 23 are Sabbaths. That's why it's plural. It's not just because it's every Saturday, every seventh day. It's also the high holy days which are coming upon us, the Passover. We got some brothers and sisters celebrating it this weekend. You know how we do. Everybody's all over the place and they're all right. Look, just keep it. Keep it in this captivity. Keep it in the midst of what's going on around us. Keep the Passover. Keep the Sabbath. Keep the high holy days. Keep the Feast of Unleavened Bread that's coming on us. These are holy times, and we will not be swayed, and we will not be moved. All the gatherings, can't have them. Then it just wasn't meant to be. Yah knew that this was coming. And let me read some of these scriptures to you real quick to remind you of how things used to be, just to let you know. Let's see. Where did the church meet? Acts 2 and 46, they went house to house. Acts 5 and 42, house to house. Acts 8 and 3, house after house. Acts 10 and 2, Cornelius' house. Acts 12 and 12, they went to Mary's house. Acts 16 and 32, they went to the jailer's house. Acts 16 and 40, they went to Lydia's house. Acts 18 and 7, Titus and Justice's house. Acts 20 and 20, 2020 like 2020, they went house to house. That is amazing. I got to turn there because it's 2020. Romans 16 and 5, Priscilla and Aquila's house. 1 Corinthians 16 and 19, Priscilla and Aquila's house. Colossians, they were at Nympha's house. And Philemon 1 and 2, they were at Philemon's house. We went house to house. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, the times that we're living in are so biblical. We are really getting 2020 eyesight, spiritual and physical, as to what this world is about, their plans, their mission. But we're also seeing that Yah has a plan. And Acts 20:20 does say, and how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly from house to house. Hallelujah. That's Paul meeting with the elders of Ephesus, the Ephesian church, and how they went from house to house. So that's what we're doing in this hour, in these times. I don't know why these churches complaining because they can't have their mega gatherings and get their money on. Now they have to sit up in their house, pastor, and preach from the internet. So we're all on the internet preaching, everybody, all weekend long. And everybody's going to have to tune in over the internet. But this is the way it was. When we come right after this break, we'll come back. We'll get into the herb of the day, bring Brother D in, and then get into this lesson, When I See the Blood.
Royalty. Powers of the chosen people. Bible in my hand, word inside my heart, and pain before my eyes. Broken people wanting to believe in something, looking for a light, trying to find the truth. But we give them doubt saying we do something we don't. Hurting people saying we do things that we won't. Wolfing sheep's clothing with a cross on his chest. Taking people money, promising to be blessed. But power to the chosen people, who at one point wasn't viewed as an equal. His own chosen people, royal priesthood. Yeah. That you've been called out of the darkness into the marvelous light. Do you know who you are?
Welcome back to Blueprint for Life. This is Peter, the preacher, joined by Brother D. Shalom, Brother D. How are you doing this morning? I thought I had you. Brother D, are you there? Okay, we'll wait for him to come back in a few seconds. What I want to do is move into our health and holistic segment. We just got through doing the reading of the law, but I want to get to this health and holistic segment. A lot of people looking for home remedies to help them fight. This is truly the flu season, which happens every year, which kills anywhere from 17 to 30,000 people every year automatically. And then you blend that in with all these hundreds of viruses that they keep coming up with, a new virus every 4 years, because the body's immune system will fight the previous virus. It's already gotten acclimated to it. So they keep bringing out a new virus, which has a patent pending number on it. I posted that on my Facebook page, Be the Preacher. You'll see that a lot of these viruses have a patent. So they were designed as a bioweapon. But we can, the body is made to fight against all these things because it's spiritual warfare, believe it or not. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness and principalities, rulers of darkness in high places. Demons mimic themselves as sicknesses as they attack your cells, your blood cells. And all praise to the Most High for the white blood cells that will fight back. So I'm going to give you some tips today to kind of help you to build up your immune system and some herbs that can kind of help you fight this virus. Now, one of the ways, believe it or not, to build up your immune system naturally is with seeds, which is why you have so many seedless GMO fruits out there now, because they've taken away one of the number one medicines, which is the seed that has life in it to produce more fruit. The seed actually stimulates it due to some of the arsenic and different little small toxins that are inside the seeds. They stimulate the white blood cells. Absolutely. For instance, apple seeds, it would take 3 to 4 buckets of apple seeds to poison you to death with the amount of arsenic that's in it. But the small amount from one apple or 2 apples a day will only go inside your body and spark the white blood cells to go to work looking for the enemy to see where the virus is at and what's going on. Another powerful one is apricot seed kernels, watermelon seeds. These different seeds, stop throwing away seeds. Seeds are life, and they will actually stimulate the white blood cells and your immune system and help you to fight back. You don't want to be on any type of steroids, stimulants, coffees, prednisones, different things like that right now, because you're tearing down your immune system and destroying your white blood cells. So it's a fact that these seeds stimulate the white blood cells, which of course promotes a healthy immune system. There's an herb I want to talk about today, which is bitter melon. It's also another name for that is Mormordica. Mormordica, Mormordica. This is a very interesting one because it's an antibiotic, an antiviral, and an antibacteria, an anti-cancer, anti-tumor. No known drug interactions. It has been used for cancer and diabetes. These are pre-existing conditions in which the flu can attack and make things worse. What it does is it reduces blood sugar, enhances your libido, it detoxifies, fights infections, balances your hormones, promotes milk flow, fights free radicals, kills leukemia cells, and rheumatoid arthritis, and systemic lupus, erythematosus. These are the things you heard your president talking about with the hydroxychloroquine that it does as a drug. Here, Mormordica, which is bitter melon leaf, and things you can find at the health food store, will do the same thing as this hydroxychloroquine. If you get it in a tea form and you drink this as a tea, just do not take this while pregnant. And do not take this if you're hypoglycemic. Some supplements are very potent, and you have to be careful how you ingest them and for how long you ingest them and what you take them with. They do work, but it takes time. They don't work as fast as some of the other pills that kick in 15 and 20 and 30 minutes. Sometimes it takes a day or so for the herbs to go to work and begin to go to work. Now, if your body is used to supplements and herbs, then it would probably adjust. And then again, if your body's not used to it, it'll probably be strong immediately and go to work. There's another one I want to mention, which is white willow bark. Now, if you take the Mormordica and white willow bark is where they derive aspirin from. White willow bark is a natural pain-killing supplement, and that's where they get the they derive aspirin. They break down the white willow bark, and they concentrate it to develop aspirin. So you get the Mamortica, which is bitter melon, white willow bark, and I've got another one for you. This one is very important. It fights viruses. It's called wormwood leaf, or just wormwood, or bitter wormwood. It's also an antiseptic. It's anti-venomous. It fights against venom, and it has no known drug interactions. It also is full of vitamin C. This is wormwood. Wormwood, bitter wormwood. It's a stomach mess medicine, but what it does is it's useful for gastric pain, lack of appetite, problems with heartburn and the gallbladder, problems with morning sickness and gout. It has been recommended for pain during labor. It's a cardiac stimulant. That's why it's good for the lungs and for the breathing when dealing with this flu. And therefore, it acts when taken in proper dose to improve your blood circulation. Also can be used for irritable bowel syndrome. Bitter wormwood, bitter melon, which is Mamortica, white willow bark. These three teas I highly recommend right now during this time to help you to combat physically any illnesses or viruses that you may pick up. So along with the seeds I mentioned and how you eat, these herbs should help. But guess what helps that we know of, that we've studied? Mark 9 and 29. These kind come out but by prayer and fasting. Fasting will also kill a ton of things. If you could just fast at least 18 hours. Now, here's the key. This will help you. If you stop eating at 6 p.m., and you go to sleep that night, when you wake up in the morning, you will already have fasted for 12 hours while your body was resting and digesting. And then if you can go to 12 p.m., that will give you your 18 hours of fasting. Some of you will be able to go till 3 o'clock, which will give you 21 hours of fasting. And we talked about fasting at the beginning of the year, how there's different phases with so many hours of different things that happens in your body. Natural growth hormone is produced. Stem cells are produced naturally, all these things, through fasting. And it begins to kill free radicals that are inside your body. So fasting helps too during this time while you're in your so-called quarantine mode. Let's take that into consideration. One more time for the tea. Bitter melon, which is Mamortica. Wormwood, bitter wormwood leaf, you'll find that. And white willow bark. And of course, why not put some honey in your tea? And so with these three things, this will help you to combat viruses, build up your immune system, and keep you strong. So now it's not a time to sit up and drink a bunch of alcohol, be in the house getting toe up, eating a bunch of junk food, vegging out. As I mentioned on Wednesday, 180 degree Wednesday, this is a cocoon quarantine. So what's happening is this is actually a time for you to refresh yourself, change yourself, transform yourself, learn a new language, learn an instrument, learn the word of Yah, if anything, and become closer to him. But repackage yourself, transform yourself, and then reconvene. When you come back out, and this rolls over, and people see you, they should be able to see a new you with a fresh perspective in life, because spiritually, you've gotten some introspect. You've made some changes within yourself, and you've bettered yourself. Some of you needed this time to get away from your coworkers, to get away from your family members, to get away from the streets, because you were being seen every day. And things were getting ready to go down. And now you have a chance to refresh, become a recluse, pull back, and then approach the situation in a different perspective. It's a blessing in disguise. Okay, so when we come back, we're going to get into this lesson. And the lesson is talking about when I see the blood, when I see the blood, this is Yeshua talking.
Yeah, when I see my son, it's the God now, it's the God now. But I gotta say like David and make some declarations, you know?
Sure.
You know, you see the day and age that we living in. You can't try to see from the hand that
present my pain and my strife to you. Present all my troubles and my worries to you. That's what I want to do, all on a come to you. Presenting my life and my heart to you. I stretch out my hand and Lord, I give it to you. That's what I do. Take it and do what you want to do. Hey, Father God, I come to you. Giving everything up just to live for you. Leaving everything just to be with you. To sup with you. To sing with you, Lord. To dance with you. Romance with you. Do everything that you want me to. To run with you. To laugh with you. To smile, to smile. And to be with you.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, yeah, be acceptable in thy sight. Lord, my strength and redeemer. Father God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, hey, be acceptable in thy sight. Father God, my strength and redeemer. Yeah, yeah. A closeness is that I want. Accept me, say that I want. That I be deep and deeper. That I want. Jesus Christ is that. I don't wanna quit. I'm not going to jump off this ship.
No.
Better relationship. I'm not gonna quit. No way, me not go jump off this ship. Me climbing up the mountain, drinking from your fountain. I tell you now, me going it higher. Wanna be with you, my Father. God, Jesus Christ, you are my lover. You've been there in the midst of all of my pressure.
This quarantine has a very uncanny resemblance to what was happening with the children of Israel on their way out of Egypt. And as the Most High God, Yah, was unleashing the plagues upon Egypt, he had his people reserved and preserved in a place called Goshen. And Goshen pretty much meaning an ark of safety. Even we read that when he spoke utter darkness upon Egypt, in Goshen there was light. When he unleashed the locusts and the flies and the frogs, in Goshen there were none. It had an invisible force field, a barrier, a shield called the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit. And as we see the similarities, because they were being quarantined while all of these plagues were taking place, we see many of us in the same predicament and same position today, where we're being set apart, quarantined, a time to spend more time with Yah. You got so many things that have been going on in your life. Now you have no excuse. You can move that over and you can move that over, because now you have nothing but time on your hands. Time to spend with your family. It's a time to spend with your children. It's a time for marriages to heal. Not to try and kill each other, because you've been avoiding each other and creeping and tipping and cheating and caught up in adultery. Now y'all face to face and got a deal. Might be a good time to heal as well and make some decisions, some sound decisions. Because, see, silence can be really loud, and people are very non-confrontational. Not too many people want to address the situation at hand. But men, you are the pastors of your house, and it's time for you to sit your family to the side, and maybe you should crack open this Bible and teach them some righteousness, some peace, the ways of our Savior, our only hope in this world, as you can see. But without faith, it's impossible to please Yah. Exodus 12 and 13. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. How many similarities to the daughter of Babylon, mystery Babylon, America, do we see to Egypt? That's on the back of our dollar bill. There's a pyramid, and we have these phallic symbols and buildings. The city where I live is in San Francisco. There's a building called the Pyramid Building. And there's so many things that people try and duplicate that civilization. And we're living in a civilization, which is our final captivity, America, as we have ended 400 years of slavery. And now we move into the next year, and there was a prophecy that we would be freed after 400 years of slavery. However, to stay on point with the verse, he said, it shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. Prophetically, God is allowing a lot of things to transpire in this earth, whether it be at the hands of man, another country, a nation, an invention, a patented virus. It's being allowed by Yah, because nothing can happen without his permission, as we see in the book of Job, where he gave Satan permission to touch Job, but gave him parameters and instructions on how far that was to go. See, he's not going to let a lot of things happen to his people, his children, that are called by his name and that humble themselves and seek his face and love him. Not the ones that play with him, our fair-weathered friends that have no intimacy, no knowledge. They don't spend time in the word. They don't pray. They don't love him. They don't seek him first. They chase this world, riches, women, men, sex. They are after the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. Not those people. No, I'm talking about the people where the meek, lowly and humble and prayerful and righteous and kind, those that give to the poor, those that feed the hungry, those that shelter the stranger. Yes, those are the ones spoken of in Matthew's the 25th chapter that will have a right into the kingdom. He says, enter into my joy. He separates the goats from the sheep in Matthew's 25. And he tells them clearly that when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was without clothing, you gave me clothing. When I needed shelter, you gave me shelter. And the question was asked, how did we do that, Yah? How did we do that? He said, when you did it for the least of them, the less fortunate, the one on the street, sleeping on the streets, you did it unto me. And we know it. Most people in society don't care about the disenfranchised and the less fortunate. They tried to build a homeless navigation center, and all the rich begin to protest with their pickets. Don't bring them people down here by us. There's a place waiting for these people, and it's not going to be very cool. It's going to be very hot. There's a place waiting for these kind of people who have no heart but a heart after their own lust and their own desires. So we see similarities of this hour and that time. Let me read this one more time, because we can stay here at this one verse, but I have more, but we could stay at this one verse all day. Exodus 12 and 13. Let's break this down. And the blood shall be to you for a token Let's break down some of these words. Real quick, let me look up token. I want you to see that in Hebrew Strong's. Give me one second. And I see Brother D is coming in. We're going to bring him in a second. Strong's 22:6. Oath. The Hebrew word is O-T-H. Oath. So it shall be to you for an oath, a covenant, and as a sign when he sees the blood upon your house. Now, we don't go killing lambs today and putting blood on the doorposts of our house, our doorways, because they call Animal Protective Services, the SPCA, and everybody else and say, look, they didn't kill an animal over here, and they got blood all over the door. I think you better call the police and the National Guard. The blood that we have now is of spiritual matter. It's the blood that's on your life from having received Christ as your Savior, because he shed his blood. Without the shedding of blood, there can be no remission of sins. Now we accept the sacrifice. We acknowledge him as our Lord and Savior, as King of Kings, and we realize that we're washed in the blood. The blood that's on the doorposts is the blood that's on the doorposts of your heart and your life, because you've been washed and changed by the blood of the Lamb being Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Because of the blood that he shed, when they pierced him in the side, water and blood came out, representative of the Holy Spirit and salvation. When he did what he did it for us, the children of Israel, those that have been grafted in as well, that we might have a right. We have a right, and now he's on the right hand of the Father, making propitiations, talking to the Father on our behalf, making intercessions for us. So we no longer have to put it on the doorpost. The covenant is of a new covenant because he established it through the shedding of blood. So it was upon the house. And this is the most important thing. This is so applicable right now. When I see the blood, I will pass over. This is where we get Passover from. Passover will be at the early part of April. Hebrew New Year's is the 25th we talked about. Leviticus 23 told us you count 14 days, and that's your Passover. The Passover is what Daniel prophesied in the midst of the week. So the desolation take place. And in the midst of the week is when Christ took the disciples to the upper room, according to the Essene calendar, and they had a feast, a meal. They ate lamb. They ate everything else because they were keeping the Passover, which is about Exodus. But after the Passover, he broke bread and gave them wine and said, I'll drink wine again when I return. But this is my body, and this represents my blood. Drink, eat. As often as you do this in remembrance of me. That's our ordinance. So the Passover is coming. So he's saying, when I see the blood, I will pass over. And you see the picture I put on the front of this lesson, that there is a cloud. There was a death angel in Egypt that was coming in the form of a cloud, something at night that you can't see. And it would come in and kill the firstborn male of every animal and every human. But when it saw the blood, it couldn't destroy or kill. Brothers and sisters, let me sum up what I'm going to say, and I'm going to expand on this, that the unseen virus that is floating that cannot be seen, the pestilence that was spoken of in Matthew 24, the pestilence and plague that was spoken of in Psalms 91 that can't be seen, when it sees the blood on your life, it will pass and you will not be touched, because no weapon formed against us can prosper, according to Isaiah 54 and 17. Why would you sit up here and worry, as I mentioned last week, and allow fear, which God, Yah, has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind, meaning I have peace of mind during this time. I got power over it, my flesh, and every demon out there. And I've got love for the less fortunate who are trying to make it and struggle. Every time I try to make my little run to the store to get whatever I need, if I see somebody out there suffering and they need something, I'm making sure they get theirs too, because they've got it worse than you, sleeping on the streets where this disease, this virus, sickness, and danger is lurking. And you sit in your house another day in paradise, and you can turn on the heat, turn on the water, go to the bathroom, and you're complaining. When I told you Wednesday, this is a cocoon quarantine, meaning you are in a metamorphosis. It's a time for the caterpillar to become the butterfly and prepare to soar. You can go higher from here. The choice is up to you. We're going to continue to break this down. Let me say Shabbat Shalom to Brother D. How you doing, brother?
Doing fine. Shabbat Shalom. If I can start out reading Psalm 91, 10 and 11. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. See, people are people, when I tell them, hey, you know, I'm trusting in the Most High. I said, I'm going to be all right. And, you know, but they got so many people out there panicking, you know. But it's just like you said, you stay in this book and you got your act together, the Most High will be there for you.
Stay in this book. Keep these commandments. You said that right, brother. I'm glad you went there because that's where I was going next, to Psalms 91. That's our 911 right there, not the telephone.
Yeah, exactly.
That's our 911 right there. It's interesting that, as I mentioned earlier, and that scripture is so relevant in Exodus 12 and 13, it's very clear about pestilence and plague. And Matthew 24. So Yah knew that this was coming. He knows all things. You just didn't know. He's prepared you, and he's given you a formula. So it's important that the people understand that we are eerily duplicating what happened when the children of Israel came out of Egypt. He's getting ready to move us and take us somewhere. We have to let this take its course and know that he's going to cover us.
You know, the funny thing is, too, Brother Deed, I tell people, you know, I'm trusting in the Most High. You know, you take the normal precautions. I'm not going out of my way. I'm not running down there doing about the panic buy and nothing like that. It's funny, I'll get pushback from people who, you know, that's not the way they want to do it. They don't want to believe or have faith that the Most High will bring you through it. And so it's just funny that I get pushback from that.
Right. Now, you know what's interesting is that plague in the Hebrew is the word negef. And check this out, what the word negef in Hebrew means: a striking blow. That a plague is a striking blow. And it was a striking blow to the Egyptians. And it was something that caused them to eventually go ahead and let the children of Israel go, because they couldn't take any more. And God is getting ready to bring this country to its knees and everybody else who talked about them, because we started to become a godless nation and there was no more fear of Yah. Now people sitting in their houses wondering if this is of biblical proportions. Yes, it is.
Yeah, Brother B, we are just this side of being going to martial law, and that's what they're trying to get us ready for, you know. And they can try to take away everybody's guns and everything else, because they just they're wicked people running this world.
Right. Yeah, Brother D. I don't think they're gonna let this one go to waste. I think they're gonna milk this for as much as they can milk it for, and we'll never go back to being what we used to be. I don't know if people remember after 9/11. We lost a lot of our freedom and rights. We couldn't travel certain places without certain ID. We lost a lot of rights. It tightened up everything. The world will never be the same. People need to know that. They're setting the stage not only for martial law, but for a new world order.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
Yeah. So we're definitely seeing Revelation 6 being fulfilled right in our face, right in our eyes. And the last part of Revelation 6 says, for the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? That's Revelation 6 and 17. I like how it also talks about verse 16, that people are going to ask for the mountains to fall on them. It talks about in Revelation 6 how people are running to their bunkers. I don't know if people know that the CEO of about 12 major companies have stepped down, come up missing, we know where they went. They stepped down and they've gone to their bunkers because they know what's getting ready to happen in these streets, because they're trying to frustrate the people. And after people start running out of food inside their little quarantine homes, people are going to get very frustrated and hostile and angry and go into survival mode. And I know that they're not going to let this go to waste. And I'm not saying this to bait anybody with fear, because I have absolutely none. I've read this story. It's in Exodus. It's the children of Israel. I know what's getting ready to happen. And they will have to let us go so that we can go into the wilderness. But I know the story, that Yeshua is coming back for us, and it ends with us winning. But can you stand the rain? Can you survive the tribulation, the 3.5 years that's coming on this earth, or will you succumb to the chip? They already got you changing your license come the end of the year. By October, you got to get that new license with a chip or get a passport, or else you won't be able to move. So they've already restricted your movement now, and now you're going to run out of food. There's plenty of toilet paper. They just don't want to release it. They want you to panic. They want you to act a fool.
Yep, yep.
And they're just not stocking the
people up. Many people are inherently panicky, and they know that. And
right.
Because then you're looking at what's going on. You know, the manufacturer is going to keep making the food. And the problem is they're just taking it off the shelves too quickly because they're hoarding it. But, you know, they're happy. Manufacturers and people, they're happy because they're selling. They never made this much money this early in the year.
Right. Right. And it's amazing that some of us who had good jobs, those jobs, I didn't think they were touchable. And now every job has been touched. And now the one that you laughed at that worked at the dollar store who wasn't making no money, he got a job.
Yep.
and it's taking care of you while you stand in a line outside the door to buy all types of dollar worth of goods and things like that. I'm telling you, people, if you did not get prepared when we were crying in the wilderness, it's almost too late to try to get prepared now. They've closed the gun shops. They've closed everything. Whatever you don't have, you didn't think this was coming. It's here now. So all I can tell you is that you better have your relationship with Yah in tune, because as he did with the children of Israel, he will sustain us. They had on shoes that grew with them. They got manna. They got quail. They had a ring of fire to protect them by night and a cloud to protect them from the sunshine by day. They never went without. Either you're going to believe this or you're not going to believe it. You didn't believe when the preachers were preaching at first, and now it's upon you. We are not people. This is not just California, the United States. This is going on all over the world. This is everywhere. This is everywhere. This is a global pandemic. Okay? And you must know that Yah is watching and he's narrating. And Satan thinks he's the prince and power of the air. He knows he has a short time. He is worried. He's running out of time. He knows he's going to the pit. And he's getting ready to try to destroy as many people as possible. So they do want population reduction. They do want to kill people and lead us into World War Flu, World War III, and lead us to a new world order. You've got to know that when the Holy Spirit is pulled back, the Antichrist will come on the scene. The Antichrist will show up before Yeshua comes back to destroy this earth and bring in a new heaven and a new earth and be recognized as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You've got to know that. They are not going to let this go to waste. Brother D, you got some things you want to say before I give people some solutions?
Yeah, no, not really, Brother D. I'm just trusting the Most High. You know, I'm not concerned. I'm not fearful. You know, what's going to happen, what's going to happen. If you have yourself together to where you got into this book and you're doing upon the commandments and doing what you're supposed to do, there is no reason to fear. This world here will pass away, and we're going to a new one that will be everlasting. I mean, it's just,
absolutely.
This isn't, I don't have that kind of love for this world, because I know what they're doing and how they're doing it. And they got no love for the people. So, like I said, I got no love for the world.
Yeah, I want people to understand that. I don't think they're going to force. They, like I said, I gave out some herbs at the beginning of the show, and I talked about this hydroxychloroquine that the president has out. These pills help, but there's a war. There's an internal conflict going on with politics, but I'm not going to get into that today because this is just the bot. I'm sticking with the spiritual thing. There is an internal conflict going on with the deep state, with government, senators, congressmen, the president. They're all going at it, and there's stuff going on you have no knowledge of. But nevertheless, what I'm trying to say is that they're not going to force you to take this vaccination, but they do want to come up with their own vaccination, because that vaccination will have coronavirus in it. Every vaccine you take has a portion of the sickness in you, and it's supposed to build up your immune system to it by putting it in you. People, why would you let them put coronavirus in your body and know that it may not react or respond well? It's not going to respond well because not only is coronavirus in there, but there's all types of metals and other junk in there. But I don't think they're going to force you. They're going to put you in a corner to have to want to take it in order to buy food or to move out of the state or to move out of the country or to flow. They're going to say, if you don't have this shot, you can't move. You can't go here. You can't do this. Where's your shot card? So that's what they're going to try to do. And we have to, we talked about this in the past. They have the ability to put a nano chip inside of a vaccination and put it inside the body. We've talked about this.
Yes, so, we have.
We're going to have to be wise, go back and listen to these lessons and stay in this word and stay in the Bible. Because really don't want to take a kill shot. You really don't want to take a kill shot. You really don't want to do it.
You know, but because of what they've done, they got these people all panicking and worked up. And those people are going to be rushing to take that vaccination when they come up with it. They already got that. They already have the vaccination for that, you know, but then get it all worked up, and these people are going to be running to get that vaccination. And like I said, that's how they're going to get, you get a bunch of them.
Right. You know what? I got some years. Look at this. In the year 2000, everybody thought Y2K was going to destroy us. 2001, anthrax. 2002, West Nile virus. 2003, SARS. 2005, bird flu. 2006, E. coli. 2008, financial collapse. 2009, swine flu. 2012, the Mayan calendar was predicting the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
2013, we just knew North Korea was going to World War III. 2014, the Ebola virus. 2015, ISIS. 2016, the Zika virus. Now 2020, the coronavirus. And as I mentioned earlier, they keep patent pending these viruses because they have to come out with a new one every time because your body's already built up an immunity to the previous virus. So they got to come out with a different one. Now, this is the other thing about this. Listen to what's inside these vaccinations. Thimerosal, which is mercury, ethanol, which is antifreeze, polysorbate 2080, aluminum dye, formaldehyde, acetone, alcohol, barium, which is a metal, and E. coli poisoning. They also use chicken protein, human albumin, fetal cow serum, cow muscle tissue, chicken egg protein, calf serum, DNA from pigs, insect cell bacteria, chloride, gelatin, casein, glucose, fructose, detergent, yeast protein, sucrose, salt, sugar. So why would you put some of this crap inside your body? These are kill shots.
Yeah, don't sound like nutrients to me.
Not a nutrient to be found. These are kill shots.
Exactly.
These are kill shots, people.
Yep. You know, and this, like, just like you mentioned, this is about population decrease because they try to get, you know, they're a lot of old people, you know, dropping because of this. And so they just, I mean, they, and they're going to come up with more, like I said, because they are trying to get this population down. They think there's too many
Absolutely.
Of us around here.
Absolutely.
So
people, Exodus 12 and 13, we are just like the children of Israel in Goshen being protected, Isaiah 54 and 17, no weapon formed against the protection. And while we're in Goshen in a time of protection, he said that when I see the blood, I will pass. We're back into the time where they had first inside their house. That's what we're doing. We're going to be having to keep the Passover in our house, Days of Unleavened Bread, in our house. There'll be no gatherings, but that's how it was in biblical times. But just know that every time something was unleashed upon the earth to destroy it, he said, when I see the blood, I will pass. Now, how do we apply the blood to our doorposts now? The doorposts of our heart, our soul, our spirit, and body must be washed in the blood of the Lamb. I want to read John 3 and 5. You got that, Brother D?
John 3 and 5, right on it.
Let's read that all the way to verse 8.
Okay, let's look at John 3 and 5. Okay, Yeshua answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of Yah. And for those camps that say you don't have to be baptized with water.
That's right.
Six. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born, of the Spirit. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit.
So what we see is that we're worried about a virus and sicknesses and what man is going to do to us, martial law, lock us up, in quarantine camps. We're worried about man when we're not supposed to be worried about man, because once you accept Yeshua, Christ, in your life and you get baptized, you can get baptized inside your house. Go put some water inside your bathtub and y'all baptize each other. Let's not get it twisted. Okay? You can baptize yourself right there inside your home, and Most High will honor your sacrifice the way it's being done. He said, just do it. Be born of the water and of the Spirit. We're worried about what people can do to the flesh when he already made it clear that when I see the blood, I will pass. What is that? The blood of the Lamb. How do we get the blood of the Lamb on us? By being born again, by accepting him and being born of the Spirit. And so once the Spirit is in our lives, how can the virus attack a person who's in the Spirit and walking in the Spirit and not walking after the flesh? The sickness is towards the flesh. So when you are born again, Yeshua and the Most High Yah can see the blood on your life, and they rebuke sickness on your behalf. As a matter of fact, sickness has been commanded by the Most High to not touch those who have the blood of Yeshua on their lives. We read this in Revelations that before some of these things begin to happen and trees are destroyed, he said, I need you to put a seal on all my people's heads. Don't touch these people. When you go and destroy the earth, don't touch the people that have a seal in their foreheads. And we know, we read earlier, that one of the signs that is there is keeping the Sabbaths, today and the holy days. Those are signs between us and him. And we are sealed up until the day of redemption through the Holy Spirit and through our obedience and through our being washed in the blood. I want you to know today, and I want to stress this to those listening, that if you walk after the flesh in fear, scared of what people can do to the flesh, then the flesh will rule you, and that flesh will catch that sickness because you have not accepted Christ. But if you walk in the Spirit, after the Spirit, there's nothing that can attack the Spirit. There's spiritual warfare, but we have the weapons that are not carnal that help us in the battle of spiritual warfare, which is to put on the whole armor of God. And that's the importance. Anything you want to share, Brother Dean?
Well, let me share Matthew 10 and 28. You know, Yah is who we should be fearing, not the world, not man. And it says, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. And that's who we need to be fearing, Most High.
That's right. Fear not them which can destroy the body. So, I mean, why are we afraid of some National Guards, our army, or whatever? Do we believe he can supply? Yes, he shall supply all of our needs. I had a brother yesterday said, now, okay, the armies are coming down into the streets, so do you think that's the time we're supposed to flee? And I said, flee where?
Yeah.
Where are you going? This pandemic is, first of all over the world. You can't see it. And martial law is being enacted in every country. Once you get there, you might get stuck.
Yeah, and the thing is, the Most High is going to gather us.
He's going to gather us.
He's out of his way.
Yeah, that camp, that brother that was preaching that stuff, he's stuck right here in the States trying to get money through PayPal and Cash App, having Passover on YouTube because they can't get together. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When all along we should have been building up people to have a relationship with Yah, not trying to build up our own personal camp and talk about how big we are and how large we are. Now y'all just like the churches, and that's good because people left churches and came into these camps and went from bondage to bondage, and we're doing the same thing, not understanding that the Bible said where the spirit of Yah is, there's liberty and freedom. You don't go into no bondage. You don't start calling some man rabbi, father, elder. You don't start doing all that. The Bible told us that we're equal priests in this walk. And we all have a responsibility to speak the oracles of Yah, which is the commandments, and tell people to repent, be born again, receive him, and keep the commandments, or die trying.
I'm telling you. And I like the phrase that, you know, when all this stuff is happening, people all concerned and panicky, just keep in mind that this is just a rich man's trick. I mean, because they've been doing that to us forever, you know, manipulating the masses.
Mm-hmm. Right. And there's some cold-blooded manipulation going on. So if you can't watch the news with a discerning eye and ear, I'd say turn it off. You know, it's a lot of predictive programming going on. And everybody's already watched the movie Outbreak, Pandemic. They put out all these movies and showed you what's going to happen next. So you already saw the movie. Yeah. You already even preconditioned for what's coming next. Everybody already knew martial law was coming. They know your vaccines and shots are coming. They know people are going to be marginalized. Come on now, because you put it in a movie. And let me tell you something. I got another movie, which is this book, this Bible right here, and this Apocrypha that tells me how this is going to work too.
Exactly. You know, they put, you know, they got these people not working, putting people in a position to where, you know, things are going to be rough. People, they're just going to be out doing what they can to get what they can. I mean, they've orchestrated this whole thing. You know, they're putting people out of work. People can't, bring in money to pay for what they need to pay. And then they go, well, we'll send you $1,200. Okay, yeah, that's what you're going to do? I mean, they're putting us in, just like they did when they erected this system to where the woman had to get out of the home and start working because you couldn't afford to live if they didn't do that. Because it wasn't like that. I know none of you, I know I grew up, my mom was in a home, and now you very rarely ever see anything that, and they totally changed the system.
Right.
And we need to realize, too, that these people doing that out there, just realize that, you know, they're at war with Yah. They're declaring war on Yah, and they're trying to do, they still in their mind thinking, that's how delusional they are, thinking that they're going to defeat Yah. How are you going to defeat the man? How are you going to defeat the Creator who created you and everything else?
It's funny that you say that, because Satan knows he's going to be defeated, but he's tricked these politicians and CEOs into believing that he's going to win because they saw him manifest in front of them, and he's given them instructions on what to do to the people of Yah to try to kill them and destroy the children of Israel. And that's what they're trying to do, is bring us to our knees. And it's not going to happen. Yep. Yah is only going to let things go so far.
Exactly. You know, and that's why they're doing whatever they can to stop this awakening. But it's rolling down here, and they can't, but they're trying to stop this awakening.
Yeah, let's look at Joel the third chapter. But behold, in those days and in that time, when I shall bring again the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem, I will also gather all nations and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat and will plead with them there for my people and for my heritage, Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, the blueprint is here. I mean, you want to know what's going on, and you better want to know what's going on, because you will be fooled by the Antichrist. You'll be fooled by all this stuff if you don't know what's going on. And the way to find out what's going on is get into this book. I tell you, baby, before I came into the truth, the Most High brought me into the truth, I was totally, tricked, deluded, and everything else because, I didn't read this book. And what they had you believing in the church was totally untrue. And you would get fooled by the Antichrist unless you start looking at this for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because you ask most people, how is Yeshua coming back? They have no clue. They have no clue. And that's why they'll be tricked by that abomination of desolation popping up in that temple,
right,
and claiming to be God.
Right.
That's why they'll be confused and be fooled.
And they had the nerve to make a movie about that, a series, and put that on Netflix, The Messiah, and what it would possibly look like.
That's right. Exactly. That's right.
Yeah.
And all we can do is thank the Most High that He awakened us.
So we need to know that we are, I'll say it, people don't want to know where we are. He said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be before the coming of the Son of Man, Yeshua, before He comes back. And we are in those times, just like the days of Noah. Nobody wanted to listen to Noah no more. And they thought everything that he was building, which was his ministry, which was the ark of safety, like Goshen, they thought it was a joke until it hit like a woman with labor pain. Also, as we read in Exodus about seeing the blood, the Passover period, this is our time to make sure we're covered in the blood so that these plagues can do what they're going to do. But everything is going to hit, and you have to know it. He said he was going to come quick like this, like a thief in the night.
And these are the last days. We're looking at those times. Yeah,
just like it said,
men will be burning for lust for other men. Women will leave their natural, the natural way they are. I mean, it's here now.
It's here.
Because, if you say anything about the LGBT, EFG, or whatever, boy, I'm telling you, they're going to be down on you.
Right.
This
is the beginning of the end. I'm saying it. This is the beginning of the end. This is the beginning of the end. I spoke about this last week, Matthew's the 24th chapter. Go back and study that. That's what I told the brother last night who called me and said, where do we flee? Where do we go? Is it true we should leave? No, I told him, go study Matthew's 24. And look at this stuff. Look at what happened when we came out of Egypt, the first captivity, the first and the last. The last shall be like the first. We have to see the interconnection. And we are just like the children of Israel coming out of the first captivity of Egypt, being covered by the blood and the plague. We're going forth, being protected, sheltered, quarantined. We were quarantined in Goshen. And we need to know that this is the beginning of the end. And so, like I said Wednesday, this quarantine is a time to keep the Passover. Keep the Passover in your house like we used to do back in the house. Yeah, pray, seek his face. Now you're not encumbered with the cares of this world so much. You don't have to run to this job anymore. Spend time, search these scriptures, prepare your spirit, your heart, your soul, and your body. Some of you had some things on you that you couldn't shake. Now you can't go creep from house to house anymore because your girlfriend is with her husband.
And you can't go anywhere because they gotta stay home with the wife.
Right.
You can't say I'm out at work when you're out doing something else.
Hey, I call that grace and mercy. You better get it right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Repent, get it right, be born of the Spirit. Christ walked in the Spirit, so he didn't have any diseases. Walk in the flesh, be of fear, be of this world. Those diseases are bound to come upon you because you're not one that's born of the water and of the Spirit. And this is our divine protection. This is how we get into the secret place of Psalms 91 and 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It's through what he saying in John 3 and 6 through 8. You've got to be born again, and you've got to keep these commandments. It's a sign between us and Yah, and it's divine protection. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. All right, brother. Well, good to talk to you. I know you're going through it just like everybody going through it all over this world. And
And I just like to tell the brothers and sisters, our sisters out there, you know, cleave to the Most High. You know, believe in Him, have your faith in Him, because see, these people out here in this world, the government, they can't do anything for you. And like that's
right.
Why I tell people, you know, I'm not concerned. You know, if it be God's will that you know that I do go because of this, it's His will. I'm gonna go.
Right.
I'm not gonna go live. I'm not gonna die in my sins.
Right.
So you know. Like I said, just don't let this get you to where you're panicking, you're upset. Just stop and put your faith in the Most High, in Yeshua.
I couldn't have said it better, brother. This world is trying to get us to depend upon the government for food, sustenance, money, and we know who runs the government. Satan is the prince in power of the air. The power of this world's been turned over to him. So they're trying to get you to rely on the government as opposed to relying on God, Yah, the Most High. Keep your trust in him. Keep your trust in him. Keep your trust in him. He'll have somebody come bring a box of food to your house and you won't know who did it and why they did it. It'll be an angel of the Most High. You got to trust him.
Not only that, I mean, you got water coming out of your faucet. I mean, you have water, that's where it's fine. That's what you need. Yeshua's example. And people have done this. You can't go 40 days without eating. And matter of fact, you know, if you start fasting, you're not eating like that, it'll probably cure a lot of people.
That's right.
One guy you mentioned the other day made a lot of pictures. Hey, you know, all these people are running here, grabbing all these food, worrying about food, and we got an epidemic of obese and overweight people in the country.
Right.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, hopefully some of y'all lose weight, but you know, a lot of people, Brother D, sitting in the house eating all kind of junk food and drinking themselves to oblivion.
I'm telling you. Exactly.
So take advantage of this time and strengthen your temples and your spirit. Stay close to Yah and depend on Him. All right, brother, appreciate having you on here. That's been about my time. That's all I had to say.
Sorry I was late. You said there was some things going on here. So
you're never late, brother. Never late. Good to have you on. Talk to the people and we get this message out and keep doing what we're doing. We're just a voice crying out in the wilderness, lifting our voice like a trumpet in Zion, showing our people their transgressions and their sins. So we're going to make it, people. All right. So the only for sure. I'm sorry.
I said hallelujah on that.
Hallelujah. So y'all keep the spirit in you. The only for sure obstacle to truth is to think you have it. Truth is a journey, not a destination. Seek him while he can still be found. This is a graceful period, and it is the beginning of the end. Keep the faith.
Keep the faith. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
We're going to tear your kingdom down. Oh, Lord. Say, Lord, we're going to tear your kingdom down. Oh, yes. You've been a builder. Your kingdom. Oh, Lord.
All over Israel.
That's all right. I'm gonna preach your kingdom down. You better watch out now, Satan. Oh, the preacher,
I'm gonna preach your kingdom down.
kingdom down. Oh, you better watch out now, Satan. Oh, the mother, I'm gonna bring your kingdom down. Oh, oh yes, sir. You've been beaten. Say, blessed are they that mourn.
This song here is dedicated to all the new people who just came in the truth. You know, on your journey, you're going to go through a lot. People going to be telling you how you shouldn't keep the Sabbath and, you know, how the law is done away with. And, you know, my advice to you is just ignore them. You know, keep the Most High first and keep His law. That's what we doing over here. We resting.
We're chilling on the Sabbath.
That's what we doing. We chilling on the Sabbath.
We're chilling on the Sabbath.
I know y'all go to church on Sunday. They all confused.
We're chilling on the Sabbath.
We're chilling on the Sabbath. Seventh day of the week.
We're chilling on the Sabbath.
Friday sundown, Saturday sundown.
Say we're chilling on the Sabbath while everybody's out doing what they want to do. We're reading scripture and singing to the Most High, cause we know the law and we keep the Father's holy commandments. So let people say what they want to say. Let them mock you for keeping His day. Yeah, we gonna be ready when Christ returns. They be having church on the wrong day and they despise everything that we say. Yeah, even when we show them in the holy word.
The fourth commandment says, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. And we should always honor the Most High and do exactly what He says. And don't let the non-believers convince you that the law is done away with. You just rest and chill with the Most High, cause the Father knows who's His. Chilling on the Sabbath.
Say, hey, say we're chilling.
We're chilling on the Sabbath.
Don't call me, I won't even be answering my phone.
We're chilling on the Sabbath.
Say we're chilling on the Lord's Day.
We're chilling on the Sabbath.
See you back though, you tell them this right here.
Now don't look for me on no Sunday at your church no more, cause now I keep the holy Saturday. See, I can show you in my Bible, Exodus chapter 20. Just scroll down and look at verse 8
right here.
Verse 8.
The fourth commandment says, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. And we should always honor the Most High. Exactly what He says. And don't let the non-believers convince you that the law is done away with.
What you do?
You just rest and chill with the Most High, cause the Father knows who's
here.
So you tell them we're chilling on the Sabbath.
Say, hey, say we're chilling, y'all.
We're chilling on the Sabbath.
You can come through, you can come through if you want to.
We're chilling on the Sabbath.
And learn some scriptures about our Heavenly Father.
We're chilling on the Sabbath.
Cause the fourth commandment says,
the fourth commandment says, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. And we should always honor the Most High and do exactly what He says. And don't let the non-believers convince you that the law is done away with. Just rest and chill with the Most High, cause the
Father knows who's here. We're chilling on the Sabbath.
Hey, hey, say we're chilling.
We're chilling on the Sabbath.
That's all I want to do is just chill with my Father.
We're chilling on the Sabbath.
So don't ask me to even go nowhere.
We're chilling on the Sabbath.
Don't you tell them.
Keep the Sabbath. They can come through. Tell them to come through
and read some scriptures about my Heavenly Father.
About our Heavenly Father. To be blessing them.
Ooh.
He's great.
Yes, he is.
Ahaya Bahashim Yeshaya Barak.
This is how we're doing when we're keeping the Sabbath.
This is how we're doing it.
Oh,
this is how we're doing when we're keeping
relax.
The Sabbath.
Oh, oh, oh.